Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
I wanted to welcome Aaron Herrenbrook back this morning. Many of you remember Aaron was with us this past summer. He's here this morning visiting for the weekend, which always makes a seminarian happy when he can get out of the seminary and come to a parish and see people, normal people. Not that seminarians aren't normal, but, well, maybe. Aaron is, but we're glad to have him. Anybody want to guess what the homily could be about today? Just a wild guess. Yes, this morning we want to talk about marriage, which is something that is really important to all of us, even those of us who aren't married. It's important to talk about marriage because it's such an important thing. And this morning's readings really kind of lead us to reflect on that. It's just good to hear those readings, how God, from the very beginning, has made man and woman to enter into this life of partnership, a life of love, to become one flesh. When we talk about marriage, though, when I do, I'm always aware that marriage is difficult. I'm not married, but I spend a lot of time with married people. Most of the people I spend time with are married, which is good for me because I learn a lot from them. I've learned a lot more from married people than priests. Of course, there's more married people than priests, but I'm serious about that. I've learned a lot more about how to serve the Lord from married people, how to live sacrificially, and how to love. But I'm also fully aware that being married is difficult, and it's not always, I'm going to talk about some ideals this morning. It's not always ideal. In fact, I may have shared this before. You know, I just have one sister, and my sister went through a divorce. So it was very difficult for her and for my parents and myself because it's not really what somebody wants when they go to get married. But it happens. Unfortunately, marriage is not easy. And it doesn't always work out the way that we would want it to. But this morning, we do want to talk about the beauty of marriage, which is just so important. And we also want to pray this morning as I'm giving this homily for people who are struggling because of a difficult marriage, perhaps, or a broken one. We keep all them always in our prayers and want to support people in any way that we can. The Catholic Church has so many wonderful teachings about marriage. You know, I thought about this as I was preparing my thoughts, that when I was in the seminary like Aaron and I started studying like the sacraments, one of them was marriage. And what struck me is that if we would look at, like, for instance, all the teachings about the priesthood, that the church has these beautiful teachings about the priesthood, they're about that much. But when you go to study the teachings and the beauty about marriage, it's about this much, which is really interesting. And what that tells us is the importance of marriage. The priesthood's important, but nothing like marriage. And we know that's true. One of the things that the Catholic Church says, this is in the Catechism. You're glad I'm going to quote the Catechism. I don't do that a lot, but you're going to get some good quotes today just to make sure you're awake. But this is one of my favorites. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says this, that marriage is meant to be a symbol of Christ's love for his church. I want to think about that this morning. I remember the first time I read that, and I kind of thought, you know, like you might be thinking, well, that sounds nice, but what does that really mean? Marriage is meant to be a sign of Christ's love for the church. Here's what it means. We know how much Jesus loved the church, how much he loves the church. Fully, sacrificially, he gave everything for us. even when we're not real lovable, which happens when we're in our sins. Jesus still loves us, and he will always love us. And so we want to take that idea, and we want to transfer that on to a husband and wife who love each other sacrificially, unselfishly. I think about my own parents, and they've been married for 53 years and really had a good marriage, but not perfect, especially the times when my dad gets on my mom's nerves. You know, when I go home now, I sense those things. Some things never change. You know, people get on each other's nerves. And I'm sure my mom gets on my dad's, although it's probably very infrequently because she's about a saint. He would admit that too, my dad. But the two of them have been very blessed. I remember one of my friends came over once and he said to my mom, "Linda, do you and Dave ever argue?" And she looked at him and said, "No." And Henny was like, "Are you serious?" And she said, "Yes, we have disagreements, but we don't get into arguing." And they really haven't. Now, I'm not trying to make that idealistic. For anybody that argues, it's okay. Because I also had some friends, when I go to their house, man, their parents could argue. It almost got scary at times. But they also are still married. So people argue, it's okay. Some people don't argue. But marriage is meant to be this way. Back to the quote, marriage is meant to be a sign of Christ's love for the church. In other words, when we see two people who are happily married and living for each other and their family, we've seen something beautiful. How many times, you know, do people really think about that? How many times do those of you who are married think about that, that your marriage is a sign to your family and to everybody? It's a living sign. Just like my life is as a priest. When I put the collar on and I walk around or wherever I am, I'm a sign. Whether I want to be or not all the time, I am. I'm a sign of Christ's love. But so are you, and a very important one. Don't underestimate that, I guess, is what I want to say this morning. And the more that I reflected on that quote, you know, some quotes are just quotes, but that's a real one. When you see two people who are happily married and giving themselves to each other, you see something beautiful. Amen? That's it? Yeah, it should be more than that. Because it's true. It's just we don't sit around and think about it. And so my job is to get you to think about that. That a happy, holy marriage is a sign of Christ. It really is. Don't underestimate that. But it is interesting talking about things like that because it can sound kind of pie in the sky. Oh, come on, Father. You're not married. You're right. But I know people who are. I know you. I'm getting to know you all. And I see people who have happy, holy marriages and even people that struggle in marriage. And you are a sign. You're a sign to me of Christ's faithfulness, his goodness, his unconditional love. This is what we want, friends, is a culture like that, though, where marriage is sacred. And it starts with teaching our young people that. In fact, I'm getting ready to have a little course with the seniors. One of them's serving today over here. She's going to get it, along with her classmates. But I'm going to give them a little session on marriage and relationships. Hopefully they'll like it. I'm just trying to get them to think about it because we need to do that. We need to get young people to think about the importance of marriage and to reflect on that in their life because that's where they'll find satisfaction and fulfillment. Going back to what we heard from Genesis, this is how God made us, was to give our life away, to love someone, and to receive that love is a great gift. You know, when we think about all the problems that exist in the world today, and there's plenty of them, the church has a solution, actually. You know what it is? Marriage. That sounds almost too simple, but it's true. In fact, one day I was driving back from Washington, coming towards Vincennes, and there's a sign. Next time I go by there, I'm going to take a picture of it. But there's a sign along the road. Maybe you've seen it. And I'm going to paraphrase it because I just can't remember exactly what it says. But essentially, it says this, that if you want to cure the problems in the world, have a happy marriage. And it just struck me when I saw that. And I thought, that's right. Everybody's looking for a solution. And the church has a great one. Happy, holy marriages. Today's also Respect Life Sunday, the first Sunday of October always is, and we always have a theme, you know, about that, something to focus on. And I thought, you know, how appropriate that when we think of respecting life, where does it start? But it starts at home. If we want people to respect their life and others, we learn that at home from our mom and dad and their love for each other. Many people these days have a bleak view of marriage, unfortunately. They say it doesn't work anymore. I actually overheard a priest, this was a couple years ago. He's an older priest, retired, and a pretty cynical guy, to be honest. Not that a priest could ever be cynical, but that's a joke. You can laugh. But anyway, I overheard him say he thought that maybe we should just get out of the business of marrying people. And my eyes got real big. And I wanted to say something out loud, but I kept it to myself because he's an older priest and who am I? But I thought to myself, are you serious? Getting out of the marriage business? That's what we're all about. I mean, we think of the most important things in the church. What's at the top? Marriage. So I had to differ with him, even though he's my elder and I respect the man. Just disagreed with him. Pray that I don't get that cynical, by the way. You know, he's 30 years older than I am, probably. So I don't want to be an 80-year-old cynical priest. Actually, I want to be a positive one, an uplifting one. And we want a church like that, don't we? A church that's not cynical about marriage, but uplifting. We want people to be attracted to that. And to want to come into the church for that reason. Of course, people had problems with marriage in Jesus' time. That's what we heard this morning. They were trying to ask him about divorce and things. And Jesus is like, no, let's don't talk about that. Let's talk about this. From the beginning, God made them male and female to be together. So people have always struggled with it, and we always will. But it will always be what it is, a holy institution. The cornerstone of society, marriage. If we want our parish to thrive, and we do, all of us here this morning, we want our parish to grow and thrive and do well, where will it start? With people getting married. Even for those of you who aren't married, and myself, we all have our own callings. But all of us are in the service of that, if we're honest. Single people, religious people, priests, we're all in the service of building strong marriages and families. This is the heartbeat of the church. I was so happy this week, actually. I had two young couples from our parish that called to tell me they got engaged and were going to get married. Those are great calls. When you're a priest, you wait for those calls. I do. Those are the things I look forward to, seeing two people get married. And then we'll have little ones like we hear this morning here. This is what we want. Babies, crying, fine. We're all happy about that, aren't we? If anybody wants to complain about that, we're in the wrong church. We're just happy to hear their voices. Yeah, they might distract us once in a while, but we get over that because we're happy to have families and babies. This is why we exist. So I'm just about done, and you're glad. It's a long homily. My last thought is just this. We have to pray, friends, a lot. for young people, because they get a lot of messages these days that are not good. A lot of messages that are not what I just preached about the beauty of marriage. We have to teach them that and impress that upon them, that will make it something attractive. And for those of you who have children and grandchildren, you have to encourage them and pray for them that they want to get married in the church, because the church has a lot to offer them. There's a lot of people today that just don't get married in the church, and it's very unfortunate because they're missing the grace of that. So we have to pray for that. We want to increase the number of our marriages every year. If I could do anything while I'm here, if I could do that, I would be incredibly happy. And I'll keep track of them. Marriages, that's what we want to grow. We want to grow marriages. We want to grow baptisms. And then our church will thrive. This is our hope for the future. And it's what we must pray for.